It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Champ and Chump are posting our website. Go check it out at 971theticket.com. Thank you for all your phone calls today. We've appreciated through the show. A couple things here. So the Bears apparently have pulled the plug completely on a downtown stadium and are committed to moving into, is it a dome or a retractable dome in Arlington Heights?
They would build a dome stadium. That's what the plans are now. Okay. Apparently there's too much politics going on and everything else with trying to build a new stadium on the waterfront over by a pier, which is really unfortunate because I know you love artist renderings and so do I. The renderings for this stadium, it would have been a dome built by the water. The renderings are amazing. One end of the, I think it's the north end of the stadium, would be all glass. And they had a shot of it from inside the stadium looking out. And it was the Chicago skyline in the back. It's amazing, right? Because, you know, downtown Chicago is fantastic with all the high rises and everything
whatever.
Else. No, it is. I can admit
it. Lake Humping, Chicago.
I just don't like the traffic that happens there and, you know, whatever. But it looked great. It looked great, and they're going to have to abandon that, and they'll go to their other plan, which is in the suburbs, which is Arlington Heights.
So I looked up where Arlington Heights is because I'm not from that area, nor do I give two Fs about that area. Oh, but it is a hike. Like that, when I'm driving through Chicago and you kind of go through downtown and you get out to O'Hare, I mean, maybe it shouldn't be a hike, but it's like traffic is never good. It's like go to O'Hare and then keep going.
Was it? It's northwest, right?
Yes. I mean, this is their Pontiac Silverdome. Yeah. And I mean, I guess if you're a Bears fan, is it central to... This is one of those deals where it's going to be great for people who live out that direction the way it was great for people who lived out near the Silverdome or the Palace.
And not Gator, so much for those that live downtown.
Yeah, and not so much for those that live in other directional suburbs. In this case, it would be like south or east or north. I mean, it's more north, but I think this is a terrible location. But what the hell do I know about Chicago and its geography? That looks brutal to me. There is also breaking news, according to Ari Mariv, who is like a business reporter, I believe, and covers the NFL. The Broncos have selected Burnham Yard in downtown Denver as a site for a new world-class retractable roof stadium. It will be privately funded by ownership, no new taxes, and slated to open for the 2031 season.
Well, that's novel.
No, privately funded?
Privately funded? That's totally novel. Yep. Look at that.
You talk about a team that is then there and moving forward committed to a city.
Yep. That they are. Retractable roof, I get that. Makes sense. I'm always curious, though, when they didn't do the retractable roof, because I think retractable roof is the way to go. To me, the only reason to close it is if it's bitterly cold or if there's rain. If you want to close it because of snow, fine, fair enough. But when the cities that are used to it, like a city like Chicago or a city like Denver that's used to playing outdoors, if you're going to switch up to go the retractable route, and Chicago's place are going dome, I understand that. But do you think the fans want that? Do you think the fans like to be...
I think fans of outdoor stadiums love their outdoor stadium. I'm stunned that you wouldn't have it close for snow. You hate when snow impacts games.
Yeah, well, it depends on the snow, I guess. You know, if it's just a flake or two, it didn't bother me. But again, it depends. It's there's a lot of factors that go into it. But I don't live in Denver, and I know those people they love their snow.
That's more of a downtown site. What Denver's looking to do, I don't think it's that far from their current stadium. In fact, it might be more downtown than their current stadium, which is a little south, I believe. Maybe I'm wrong on that. All right, Ed in Clarkston, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Ed?
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
It's good, Ed.
Like a away Sunday from an absolutely awful game was the fact that they were awful in...
Okay, Ed, we're losing you. You're breaking up quite a bit. What did you say?
I said the one thing that I took away as a positive, actually, in Sunday's game is they were really bad in all aspects of the game, which leads me to believe lack of preparation, nerves, they weren't ready to play that game, which is a good thing because in the past, Dan Campbell's been able to get them prepared after a real terrible game. So
I would say this. I don't think they were as prepared as Green Bay. I think that's clear. They weren't ready to play, and I think that falls on Dan Campbell, and I think he would take that criticism. I would push back on this. I thought the Lions played well defensively against the run throughout the game, and I thought that the defense stepped up in the second half of that game. I mean, they only gave up 93 yards in offense in the second half of that game, and they got a bunch of three and outs. The second half was way better than the first half, but offensively, the Lions just weren't there.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we've essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I kind of chalked that up to the offensive line, a couple of young guys out there that they're probably pretty nervous for their first start. Well, missed assignments.
Hey, we're short on time here, Ed. I'll just say this regarding your call. I don't believe that they were more prepared. I think they were better prepared. I think their game plan was better than Detroit's game plan. And if you're going to look at something that is, when you get taken behind the woodshed like they did, I think your pride gets challenged. You get called out. There's no sugarcoating what happened. And I think that kind of puts them on the Russian front. I think it's, how do they respond? I think, you know, this doesn't feel like a normal loss. This feels like it's being interpreted by some as a referendum loss. And, you know, and in many ways I could see why. I don't, you know, again, short-term results, long-term conclusions, but at the end of the day, you get beat like that, you look in the mirror.
You have to.
And there's no reason, like, you can feel, you don't have almost anything to feel good about. So you got to come up with something. You got to figure out how to make it better. There's a sense of urgency this week. That's for damn sure. Here's Rico Beard, who joins us in studio. What's up, Rico?
Lions. Talking about Lions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always try to guess what you guys are talking
about. Well, that should be. I would think that would be.
Well, then, no, I'm like, okay, it's got to be Lions. Can't be Michigan because you're playing Central Michigan. So yeah. That's a homecoming game.
That's a get ready. It's a get right game, and they better. What do you guys got planned coming up next?
We're going to talk a little bit about Dan Campbell's comments that he had on the morning show. Something that he said, and probably going to try to get into Michigan as well. Duck, you were there at the game, and and I know a lot of people just kind of want, hey, you know, take the reins off and just let Bryce Underwood be Bryce. And I think that could probably happen, but I think it'll come at a cost that I don't know if Michigan fans would be ready for.
I think it has to happen at some point.
I think it does, but Doug, by doing this, and Gator, you witnessed it last year in Nebraska, you throw a freshman quarterback out there or a new quarterback, they're going to make a ton of mistakes. They're going to lose you games that you probably thought you were going to win. But on the other side, they're so much better that next year. It may mean that you sacrifice this year in order to look to your future.
Yeah, they might get to a point this year where they're like, the hell out of the playoff hunt.
Right.
But there's only so much you can do with a true freshman.
Right, unless
that you
just
can do effectively.
Right, because it's like you look at Dante Moore, UCLA. Oh my goodness, he threw more pick sixes than touchdowns. Now he may be having a seat in New York.
Yeah, you're talking about the quarterbacks that did it as true freshmen. The greatest example is Trevor Lawrence with NFL talent all around him.
Yeah.
So, hey, have a great show. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, you know, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.